McGloin to the sideline and on the mark to Holmes for the first.
What a catch, what a throw.
And McGloin has a lot of potential with Holmes. Smashing over to the 30 and down to the 22-yard line.
What a performance number 18 put on for the whole nation to watch on Thanksgiving Day in Dallas. Seven catches for 136 yards, nearly his first touchdown. I can't wait to say touchdown, Raiders, touchdown. Mm-hmm. Andre Holmes, who makes his first appearance on the Silver and Black Show. Can I just ask you, where did that come from? Your whole career, five catches for 76 yards, then you do that on Thanksgiving Day.
Back in college, that's the type of games that I would have. It was kind of like a every game thing. So I think getting the opportunity and getting that comfort level out there, it kind of just came pretty natural, you know. So, you know, it felt good to go out there and you know, contribute and make some plays.
And you did it against the Dallas Cowboys. Did that make it extra special to do it against the team you used to play for?
Yeah, definitely. Spending 2 years there, it felt really good, you know, going out there, going against the DBs that I worked against, you know, every day. And doing some of the things that I would do there, you know, but this time doing it on you know, game day.
And one thing we're obviously seeing, and it started in Houston when Matt first started, and against Tennessee, and obviously on Thanksgiving Day, is that he will throw you the ball in tight spaces, and you can go up in the air and get what they call, you know, basketball is known as the 50-50 ball, and football is the same. You got to go up where the defender can get that ball equally. But you're coming down with that ball where early in your career you were not. So how did you transform your game where you're winning the 50-50 battles in midair now?
I think more so it's just seeing it, you know, more often so that you can really focus in on, you know, getting the ball while there is pressure in your face. I think that's the main thing, and figuring out the position that you need to be in to get to the ball. So I think that's where, you know, I've improved at is, you know, being more consistent with being in the position when I'm under, you know, pressure, you know, whether it's getting jammed on the line or whether it's, you know, off coverage.
Growing up in the Chicago area, I know you were a great basketball player and a triple jumper. How good of a basketball player were you?
In high school, I was more of I was an average basketball player, kind of played within the system. We didn't really score much. It was very fundamental. Football, I had like 16 catches, so I didn't really get recruited that heavily. And the only scholarship that I got was at Hillsdale, which at the time I was pretty upset that I was signing there. But, you know, overall it was, you know, the best decision, one of the best decisions I've ever made.
You went to Hillsdale College where Jared Valdir went. You were there a couple of years, your junior and senior year, 144 catches and over 1,300 yards and 14 touchdowns. How good was Jared in college? The way he throws around players in the NFL, I can't imagine him at the D2 level. He just dominate people?
Yeah, he dominated. He was bigger than everybody. Very athletic. Like, we, you know, in intramural basketball, he was dunking the ball and everything. So he's not just a regular O lineman where, you know, you see them running and it's looks like it's hard to run. Like, he's a very athletic O lineman, and we used him a lot for our running back to run around him. And so he really dominated.
Pretty cool you guys are teammates now in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Did he play a role in you coming to the Raiders at all?
I'm not really sure. I think if anything, any role that there was is that because Jared had got, you know, drafted by the Raiders, they may have had an eye on me from film of watching Jared, and then the next year they might have watched me because they saw me. So maybe that's where, you know, they might have had an eye on me and might have known about me. But I don't think, you know, Jared went to the coach and said, you should try and get, you know, Andre.
Yeah, that's worked out. You played great, especially the last three games and obviously Thursday in Dallas. Obviously, since Matt McGloin took over as quarterback, he has a confidence level in throwing you the ball. Is that based on you guys running scout team together or working together with the third team in camp? Why is there such an amazing rapport right away between you and Matt McGloin?
I think it's more so Matt does a good job of reading the defenses and knowing where to go with the ball on certain types of looks. Throughout training camp, you know, we've worked with every quarterback, so considering he kind of spreads the ball around, you know, he's throwing the ball my way, throwing the ball, you know, Rod's way and everything, so I think that's where you see the comfort level that he feels with all of us, because we all go out there and make plays for them.
Yeah, the corners in the NFL are tough, and the New York Jets have a couple of good ones. Antonio Cromartie, one in particular. The corners are big and tall, which mm-hmm. will be a battle for a wide receiver like yourself that's likewise big and tall.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be tough. You know, you got to go out there and play physical and not let him dictate the physicality out there. You know, he's going to try and he's going to really try and set the tone, and you can't allow him to do that.
Well, keep it up. Keep up what you did Thursday on Thanksgiving Day in Dallas all the way to the big stage in the New York tri-state area. Andre, thank you for your time on the Silver and Black Show. Andre Holmes, what a debut as far as on the national stage, 7 catches for 136 yards. When we come back, we'll be rejoined by Jim Plunkett, and we'll break it down in more detail, the Raiders up against the New York Jets on Sunday. That's next on the Silver and Black Show.
It's a long season for a young man like Geno Smith. At the beginning, they don't have a book on you. They don't know how to defend you. And as the season progresses, they have more film. They look at what you like to do, what you're best at, and they try and take that away from you on defense. And I think that's what Geno Smith is facing right now.